Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. It is the 16th of March, 2011, and we are examining the alien mind. Not sure whether there's any aliens listening. We're talking about the otherworldly or the non-dimensional type. No doubt they monitor a lot of things, don't they? In the book of Acts, they knew Peter. They knew Jesus. They feared Jesu Christu. Some reason for that? We'll get into it. But let me mention something about the series from the, well, the movie, the documentary, the Ancient Aliens, Eric Van Daniken and Giorgio, and their ability to take everything in archaeology and history and scripture, twisting it, all to promote the idea that, again, the aliens, there's an agenda behind it. There's a reason for it. Massive, strong rejection of God, Christ, Bible, salvation, the cross, the return of Christ, reframing, reinterpreting, replacing. It's all there, part of the overarching umbrella Luciferic agenda. One of the things they mention, and here's just one example. It is about the Saul of Tarsus in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, Saul of Tarsus is out bringing destruction to the body of Christ. Read about it, Acts chapter 7. Breathing out murderous threats. He was there when Stephen was martyred. And this experience with Stephen seeing Christ at the right hand of majesty after the death, after the resurrection, after the ascension. Even right this moment, as you and I are here together, as you're listening and as I'm speaking, even if you're listening by the archives a month from now, the living Christ. Oh man, I don't know if you understand how alive, omniscient, omnipresent he is. But the alienologists of today, the pro-alienologists, the pro-extraterrestrial alienologists and ufologists and those who want that to be the truth, well, let me tell you something. They have been, again, reinterpreting, reframing all of Scripture, exchanging the glory of God for ultimate pseudo-spirituality, well, the alien deception. Now, if you are involved as an abductee or a ufologist or a mufon, or you're involved in some way, or you're pro-extraterrestrial, then listen, all I'm saying is at least give this a listen. You're here by possibly supernatural design, the physics of God, the providence of God. If you're new to The Voice, this is Russ Dizdar. Website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Hundreds and hundreds of downloads and courses and materials. We're on a theme this week. The theme this week is simply, well, this is examining the alien mind. And now we're in the middle of the week, and I was ending quickly last night concerning what the ancient alien documentaries were promoting. And one of those was, and I'm giving an example right now, that is of the in the book of Acts, Saul of Tarsus, and all of a sudden a light comes around him, blinds him, brings him down to the ground. There's an interaction. Now, again, Saul of Tarsus is fiercely opposed to Jesus Christ, fiercely opposed to anyone that's believing in him. And he's out to destroy the body of Christ, the church, put people in prison, and had people killed or was there when they were martyred. So he's on his way in a rage to Damascus, and a light, all of a sudden it's light that brings him down. And then there's a communication. Now, see how it can be that ufologists and alienologists can go to there and say, well, really, the writers didn't understand what they were talking about. That's really just a UFO encounter. And Jesus is just an ultimate alien. And what it was a light from a ship that blinded Paul or Saul and engaged him and then communicated to him. That's all it was. And they'll turn that into an alien encounter, a UFO encounter. And once again, I'm going to say that's a massive, massive scripture twisting. It is there's no integrity on how they look at context and the rest of scripture. And it's not true. That's the ultimate issue here. It is a blatant lie that has been promoted to try to reduce this God encounter and reduce God, his light, his communication, to this finite alienologist agenda. Van Daniken and Giorgio, deadly, deadly wrong. So when you look at the story in the book of Acts, you're going to find that God emanates light. Christ brings, phos is the Greek word, light that emanates. God is acidic in theology, that is, self-sustaining. Never needs to plug in, doesn't fade, doesn't lose power. God is the ultimate source of existence. Even the universe, as vast as it is sustained by the immaterial yet presence of omnipotence, God. Now in the encounter, it is God that, it is Christ, the living Christ, that engages Saul of Tarsus. Saul's brought down to his knees, and there's a verbal interaction. What the alienologist Van Daniken and Giorgio and the Ancient Aliens documentary does not tell you is that this resulted in salvation. This resulted in a man who hated Christ, hated the church, went after everybody in violent ways, turned to the living Christ, experienced the living Christ, knew the love of God, and became one of the most powerful missionaries used by God to write scripture. And you'll notice that everything that the Apostle Paul says later or writes about later, it involves no alien. It involves no finite encounter with an extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional. It involves an encounter with God, with Christ, whom he proclaims. This is why this same Paul that had that experience can say later in front of all of Rome in that day, the massive intellectual, powerful military and political might, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. He confesses that he was a chief of sinners, but it was an engagement with Christ in whom he turned to. Read Acts chapter 9 all the way through to Acts chapter 9, and you're going to see that he believed on the living Christ, the Savior there at the cross, who died and rose and ascended, still alive, still active, still working. As a matter of fact, as I speak, the assumption with great confidence is the living Christ is there where you're at and going to be operative where you're at, because he confirms the word of God and works in the midst of evangelism, the great mission of God globally to reach every human being for Christ, to know God before the end. Let me tell you something. To exchange the glory of God for created finite things, what a great failure! What a great fall! What a tremendous transmutation! God enters in, and even this moment enters in to engage you. The Spirit of God to engage you, to bring you out of that masqueraded. Remember what I said Monday? I used the word that comes from the Greek of the New Testament. Did you remember the word? Metaskizmazo? This ability of the entities, the dark entities, Satan and the array of cosmocrators and planos spirits and unclean spirits, call them demons as Jesus did. And these entities, powerful, they are superhuman, supernatural in the sense of their physics, their abilities, obviously. But they are bent in opposition to God, bent on keeping humankind blinded to God. And you, if you don't know God, away from God. They don't want you to know. Will they give you abilities? Will they give you non-human enhancements? Will they give you interactions? Will they appear to you as they perceive you need to be engaged for the sake of deception, for the sake of seduction? They're doing it to the remote viewers across the board. They're doing it to the psychics and the New Agers by the millions worldwide. And if we believe what the Ancient Aliens documentary says, 3 billion, half of the population of the globe, believes that entities they call aliens exist. So to the Christian community, theologians and pastors and leaders, it is an area in which if you do not understand biblical prophetic revelation about the end of days and the ramping up of the extra-dimensional engagement off the scales of human history, there's nothing you listen, don't look over your shoulder. This is beyond anything in human history. And what is about to come that these entities, the aliens, are also communicating is a great chaos, an evolution of humanity, and a new age in which many others that oppose that will be eliminated. Even the aliens would acknowledge a massive black awakening, a chaos, a catastrophic, well, we'll talk about that in just a moment, Saul of Tarsus, encountered by the living Christ, brought down to his knees, recognized not an alien, but the living Christ. I mean, he cried out, "Who is it, Lord?" And Jesus answered. Jesus clearly answered. Paul's encounter with the living Christ is when he turned to the living Christ. A few days later, he's prayed for, filled with the Spirit of God, and his eyes are healed. He immediately begins to proclaim Christ. Not aliens, not an alien encounter, not the Pleiadians, not something else, not something from Orion, but he begins to proclaim Christ, God in human flesh. He begins to do that, and the scripture, Acts chapter 9, verse 22 says, he grew more and more powerful spiritually. And he began to win people to Christ everywhere. Look at his writings as the Spirit of God guided him, and he acknowledges it would be the Spirit of God that gave him the revelation, gave him the insight, and led the very writing of the words. And so this blows out of the water, Giorgio. It blows out of the water, Van Daniken. And I just want you to know that you've been lied to. And that God has a consistent message unveiled in the person of Christ and revealed in the scriptures, the most attested to archaeological, historical, manuscript, oral and written tradition than anything else, let alone the incredible supranatural inherent power in the Word of God. Saul of Tarsus didn't get a light from a spaceship, didn't have an alien communicate to him. His encounter was with the living Christ. And if you read the rest of the book of Acts, you're going to find out that he tells everyone. He tells the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers at the Areopagus. He tells the intellectuals. He tells the man on the street. He tells the demon-possessed in Ephesus. He goes to, listen, on and on and on. Even before kings, he gives his testimony, and it is consistent, and his writings are consistent. And the writings that are guided by the Spirit of God, not a revelation by finite spirits, not a revelation from entities claiming to be aliens, but from the omnipresent, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God that dwelt within him. The same Spirit of God that dwells in me and every one of you who are believers in Christ. That's why you witness to the Scripture, you witness to the story, you know what it is. So I want to engage you today, hopefully, maybe someday, engage Van Daniken, Giorgio, and others like that, because they have been sucked in and pulled in and now become promoters of what will become more evident, more clear, sheer Luciferic, non-human enhancement, in evolution of humanity, and a coming new age, new order that they're going to be involved with. So we either have the finite counterfeit that involves what they believe is a new coming race, or you have the living God. You know the living Christ. And the Spirit of God dwells inside of you. And you know that there's a mysterium that we shall not all sleep. On an atomic level, the Greek word atomic, there'll be a flash in the twinkling of an eye. Well, I'll give you that verse at the end. Let me just say again, welcome. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the website. Two conferences coming up just about 9 days away. Connecticut going to be there. We're going to be up there. We're going to meet you folks up there. Hope everybody else can come. If you take a last-minute prayer and consideration, we hope that you'll come to the CSEE, the Supernatural Explanations event. Richard Grund's going to speak, and Lynn Marzulli's going to speak, and I'm going to get to speak and interact. And so we hope to see you up there. And 1 week right after that, the Politics of Religion Conference, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And again, I believe these are cutting edge, and I believe that they will cut in to the vast deception, unveil the person, power, and presence of the living God and his work. Because the work of the Spirit of God, the work of the miracles and signs and wonders of God will lead you to an engagement, salvation, knowing God, totally forgiven, empowered, given the gift of indestructible immortality, irrevocable. And there will be a day you see God face to face in the most incredible, unaltered, irrevocable love, face to face. So New Agers, I hope you're here. Alienologist abductees and others, I hope you're here. Psychics and remote viewers, I hope you're here. I know that there are others monitoring. I know that chosen ones, those of the black fame, the old, the satanic Nazi-oriented ones, the real Luciferians. See, they know the power. Power demons, the dark side, they know it well. They're in the underbelly, developing, unleashing ritual as never before in human history. They know what those things are in the air. Do you remember yesterday, Ephesians chapter 2, the Archeon, the prince, ruler of the exousia, the domain, the realm, the temporary given space in the Eros, the immediate dense atmosphere. Let's expand it out of the Greek, okay? This is the ruling presence, the entity, operating in this temporary given domain right up there in the atmosphere above our heads. A spirit that is now operative in those who are disobedient. They don't know God. I mean, if you don't know God, and I've never met, listen, a practicing first-generation remote viewer, psychic, New Ager, occult writer, those engaged and talking directly to what they would call aliens, I've never met one of those that know Christ, have the Spirit of God in them, know in relationship. Do you know that the aliens or these entities, again, whatever you want to call them, I see them as extra dimensional. I see them not as like Casper the Ghost, a vapor. No, they're solid beings. They can materialize. I mean, obviously in the scriptures in the Old Testament, we can see again in the New that angels of God, the elect that have never fallen, that oppose and are in the midst of spiritual battle, they can materialize. You could, if they did, walk up, touch them, whatever else, but please understand that the other side is real. And it's a cutting-edge insight that God has given about the end of days. The greatest unleashing of the dark side masqueraded, listen, metaskismazo, the incredible sheer, the physics of the dark side, their powers, the ability to masquerade, to present themselves. Hold on a second. Go back to Genesis 3. Mark it down if you're looking at the notes. We have a PDF file of all the notes for this week. It's right there on the front page of shatterthedarkness.net. Genesis 3, fallen cherub. Same one mentioned there in Ephesians 2. Thousands of years later. Same one in the book of Revelation called the dragon, Diabolos, the slanderer, Satanas, and his angels, Angelos, the entities. I would have to guess there are hundreds of millions upon millions, if not billions of them. Yes, in the lives of people, in the lives of spirit-inspired man-made religions, cults, the occult. but they're in the air. Ephesians 6, the cosmocrators and the forces. Now, the Spirit of God calls them wicked. They're evil forces in the heavenly realms right above our heads. And they will show, and I believe Scripture teaches signs in the heavenlies above us, that there's going to be such massive supranatural, but very elusive. Who are these entities that so many think are aliens? Who are these beings that so many think are from other races? I was listening to Miku Kaku in an interview today concerning the possibility of intelligent races out there. And he was mentioning how right now, in all of what they know right now, and he mentioned the satellite also that is out there that I thought was the Kepler satellite that mentions what SETI and others have said, that so far there's no other like Earth-based or a planet like Earth where there would be this kind of life form, you and I, bodies. So in considering the telescopes that we have and what we've seen, it's very clear to this world-renowned, very intelligent man, obviously, Miku Kaku, nothing's been seen out there on a physical level in that sense, no planet. That doesn't mean, as he said, that there's not something further out, but he warns that why should we send communication out there if we don't know that if these are predators that would just come and want to eat us? Let me tell you what, I'm going to say that the alien phenomena right now are real entities, not a delusion, real entities that do want to bring, in Whitney Strieber's concept, control, forced control, and then some level of genetic spiritual manipulation. The Word of God reveals they want to bring such control that they transmute humanity to such a level that they are used in the end at Armageddon. You don't understand. So many of the military does not understand. Those who have been in the super soldier programs, remote viewer programs, do not understand that these entities are willing and ready to release non-human enhancements, non-human technology in advancements, to develop weapons beyond our knowledge with the goal to use them. Do you remember what I said Tuesday night about the possibility of the pyramid being an ancient weapon? Like the Tower of Babel, like the ziggurats, in opposition to God, what can be used to attack the throne of God, the locality of the infinite God, the concept of throne? That's where in the scriptures we read the fallen cherub willing himself, the five eye wills. He's going to ascend and take it, eliminate God. But he was thrown down. Revelation 12, he was going to try to annihilate God in human flesh, Christ. He was there waiting, preempting in his view, in his attempt anyway, the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. But he could not. Christ came, lived, died on the cross, rose, ascended. Revelation 12 is clear about that. But the entity is still here, still angry, immensely desirous to eliminate Israel because of the temple and the coming return of Christ. There's a reason why there's an antagonism against annihilation. There's a reason why there is a ramping up of spiritual warfare in the body of Christ and will be more so as we approach the great chaos or revolt before the apocalypse of Homo Satanas. Do you understand the alienologists' communication? I'm just summing it up from all the books, personal discussions, testimonies I've listened to. Here's what these entities are telling everybody. We are here, that's for sure. They're telling us they're here. They've created us. Well, then we have finite entities that has made us, and they've left us. So instead of using God's name in vain, maybe their names should be used in vain. Instead of people being angry at God, if these finite beings, elusive beings, they'd kidnap people, abduct them, sexually abuse them, control them and cause terror and fear, well, then, well, I think they're in the category of the damned. They are supra, beyond humanity, natural. They claim to be superior in every single way, as reading here in another volume to my right, let me see where it's at here, Richard Lawrence, UFOs and the Extraterrestrial Message. I'm reading what he says here about one of the, well, it's the Master Jesus, September 7th, 1958, and supposed to be Jesus coming through, an alien coming through named Jesus, and here's the quote, "Man dwelleth in a world of selfishness, God dwelleth in a world of selfless expansion. Bridge this gap and be a God," capital G. Exactly what the fallen cherub did in the garden. And did you notice in the garden, not only was the communication to reject God, reframe it all, and replace, but there was emanating from the fallen cherub. And it seems the longer people engage these entities, the energy, the presence brings enticement. She saw, and there's emotional language there. There was a pleasing, a pleasure, a desire was created. Emanating from the entities, projecting into the human experience, can come that presence. Others have said they had a presence of ecstasy and presence of, they felt in exorcisms and deliverance sessions. There's no question you can feel the manifestation, the presence, the energy of the entity coming out of a person as it manifests. They claim they're superior. Demons claim they're superior. They claim they're watching. The demons do that. They claim they want to help. The demons claim the same. Satan claims the same. They're willing to give things. Do you remember the encounter? Matthew 4, Jesus and Satan. Satan says, "I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you'll bow down to me." Got to sell your soul to the entities. I think the folks that are really engaged know this. I think Billy Myers and all the rest know this. You see, the three primary things, and I'll mention these in detail tonight, non-human enhancements, number one, the evolution of humanity, number two, and the coming new age or new world order, number three. Before I do, let me mention something here tonight that I thought was absolutely off the charts. Friend out west, Deborah, sends me a YouTube video of Katy Perry entitled "E.T. Lyrics on Screen." Katy Perry, the background is kind of ominous. Question is, did she sell herself out? And this song may involve her sense of romance, but the knowledge in her lyrics are astounding. So I'm going to play the song. I can't put it on the air, but I'm going to read the lyrics. There's a YouTube video, Katy Perry. And if you YouTube it, get the one that says "E.T. Lyrics on Screen." It's the HD official lyrics. And here they go. She's singing the words. Listen clearly. "You're so hypnotizing. You could be the devil, you could be an angel. Your touch magnetizing. Feels like I'm floating, leaves my body glowing. They say, be afraid. You're not like the others. Futuristic lover, different DNA. They don't understand you from your whole, you're from a whole nother world, a different dimension. You open my eyes. And I'm ready to go. Lead me into the light. Kiss me. Infect me with your love. Fill me with your poison. Take me. Take me. I want to be a victim. Ready for abduction. Boy, you're an alien. Your touch are foreign. It's supernatural. Extraterrestrial." Now, I'm just going to stop there. That's some of the lyrics of the song that is amazing on a popular level. So please understand, as New Agers talk about the critical mass, the growing global consciousness. It's coming from the top down. Prince of the power of the Eros, the presence out there that some have called the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records, the collective unconscious, Jung, and the remote viewers, Psytech, they all acknowledge, as does Ed Dames, that the data they receive and the ability to remote view past, present, and future events, objects, that it comes from the connection, the link to the Akashic Records, to the Hall of Records. What is the Hall of Records? It is the domain of this ruler where the collective of Cosmocrator, Planos Spirit, Exousia, the Archon, these are all in the categories, if you want to call them species, of the demons. There's a collective array. They have the same nature, different powers, abilities. They have the same agenda. And as God and God alone can peel back who they are, where they're from, what they're all about, what they're doing, and the sequential development. Yes, there is an evolutionary approach they're making to humanity. We've been in that frog in the kettle approach. But please understand that the satanic synchronicity of ancient Sumeria, the Mayan prophecies, 2012ers, New Age channelers, New Age engagement with spirit guides and entities and alienologists that are talking and remote viewers talking to the aliens. Guess what they're all doing? They're all synchronizing on the three primary revelations out of Scripture that talk about the satanic evolution. Counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, non-human enhancements going to be given by the dark side masqueraded, metaskizmazo, masqueraded their ability to literally morph and put on a presentation hiding their true face, their true character, and their true intent. Will they give non-human enhancements? You better believe it. Will that deepen the hooks and the blinding? Sure. Along with the supranatural non-human enhancements comes the promise and the doctrine evolution of humanity. You're hearing it among the Noetic Sciences. You're hearing it among the Farsight Institute. You're hearing it among remote viewers and psychics and New Agers. You're hearing it at the UN. You're hearing it among people like Barbara Marks Hubbard. You're hearing it among all of them. The evolution of humanity by a, they might say spontaneous, spiritual, spontaneous. Some presence is evolving humanity. Now, there are people that are in the way. Those are believers in Christ, and you're standing in the way, so you got to be eliminated. A chaos, a cleansing, and that's a good thing in their view, to destroy what millions they said in the past. Now they're saying billions. Get rid of some billions. Luciferians have plotted in the great black awakening, the chaos they're referring to, multinational, to collapse the nations, to eliminate resistors in the midst of the blood and the chaos and the anarchy and the catastrophic developments. To give way to the evolution. No, you know, this is a spiritual spike. This is like a dam that breaks and unleashes the depths of hell's presence, power, agenda, never experienced on this side in all of fallen human history. It is beyond the chart, beyond anything that has ever been conceived. And it's building and building and building, and I say it this way, bulging at the seams. And I'm sure that those involved in the aliens would communicate, and the remote viewers and all the rest and all the New Agers would say, yeah, there's a spiritual bulging. We're ready, but the great catastrophe, the 2012ers and the prophecies. And you watch this year as more and more layering, luciferic layering concerning the catastrophe, concerning the chaos, concerning the ominous feeling in the air that will burst out as if hell broke out on earth. Red Horse in the prophecy of Revelation 6, slaughtering of humanity. Pale horse, Revelation chapter 6, billions die. And it's all for the sake of a new world order, a new age, a new earth. You find the doctrine, the promise, and the agenda in ancient writers, occult-oriented, in the deepest of Luciferians. They know that they are part of that exact agenda in a hidden sense in comparison to the masqueraded. And what's vitally important that we understand that the ancient alien documentary, Von Daniken, Giorgio, and all that's been presented promotes Luciferic coming catastrophe and globalism and spirituality with the goal of the elimination of those who would stand in the way. Once you embrace the dark side, even when it masquerades as light, it embraces you. Once it has you deep enough and long enough, it intends to make you a communicator of its presence, its agenda, literally becoming the evangelists of hell itself. That's what's happening all around us. The aliens are choosing ambassadors. The three primary issues, non-human enhancements, remote viewers are getting it, psychics are getting it, people around the world are getting it more than ever, the old occultists seeking the old ways, those going down and taking the ayahuasca in South Africa and among the Mayan temples, well, yeah, they're opening the doors, engaging the ancient gods, the ones that wanted human blood and transmute and enslave humanity. Well, the choosing of ambassadors is very clear. One of those would be Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, a professor, but remote viewer. Cosmic Voyage, many other books, materials. This is the individual that said that he remote viewed Jesus, had a conversation with Jesus, and Jesus told him all of the Luciferic things. It wasn't the Christ of Scripture, the Christ of history, the Christ of God. It wasn't the Christ of God that I know as Savior and Lord and King. But the fake alien Jesus that Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, engaged, was telling him about how he was being chosen and going to be used to disseminate the alien message to the world. And so he's doing it, as are the remote viewers. Listening to another video, watching a video, Jim Mars, author of Sci Spies and many other books on aliens and so forth, tremendous journalist, and he's talking about the remote viewer program. In his experience, and it's the same as mine, he's claiming that all of the original first-generation remote viewers have engaged, through that process, alien entities. Let me say again, the remote viewer does not have the Spirit of God, does not have the living Christ dwelling in them. Not one of them that I've read. Not one. But every one of them have engaged by non-human enhancement, by linked up to, they may not know it, mounted by the presence emanating from the entities, the energy, the non-human enhancement, the data, the ability to link, to let them see. And notice how they're getting what they feel is infallible information. They're convinced, you know why? They're experiencing it. They're experiencing what they believe, the past, the present, and the future. And guess what? The doctrine, didake daimonia, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Every remote viewer should read it. The Spirit of God, infinite, uncreated, has said this in alarming, detailed, expressive way. It's as if the Spirit of God raised his voice about the end of days. That planos, imposter, seducing entities would come. The goal, deceive many, and then to choose some to become the vessels by which they would transmit communication and lay out the doctrine. Remote viewers are now communicating didache of daimonia. I don't have any shame, because of the love of Christ for you, to warn you before God, to pray in the name of the living Christ that loves you and died for you and gave his life for you, to say, get out of it. I have no shame but passion, and for years now have laid out prayers by name of all the first generation remote viewers and those they're engaging. And I'm going to tell you honestly and clearly that the Spirit of God has laid that out in my life. And so I've stood in my prayer time again and again and again with passion and emotion coming from the Spirit of God, praying by name. In the name of Jesus, may the deception be broken. In the name of Jesus, may God show and rip off the supernaturally presented mask, meta schizmazo. This transforming to be alien, angel of light, whatever it needs to be. Behind the mask, fallen cherub, lethal. He's the one to come kill, steal, and destroy. Involved in insurrection and hatred of God. That's why no remote viewer is going to receive data coming down from the Akashic Records, Hall of Records, from that domain out there. Edgar Casey couldn't get it. Edgar Casey couldn't get the revelation of the Spirit of God to go directly to God in Christ. He presented the same, that finite, fallen spirits will always, listen, they cannot, they will not tell you of the living, real Christ of God. By their engagement of you, their emanating energy, abilities, empowerment, taking you places, enabling you, giving vision, dream, experiences, even bringing about sign and wonder and more to come. The supernatural scene now is nothing compared to what's to come. You can call it the physics of it. Jim Mars was saying how he encountered the first generation remote viewers, and they were teaching him and telling him that everybody can do this. Well, in a real sense, yes. Well, everybody can become a psychic. Everybody can become an astral projector. Everybody can open up to the spirits. Everybody can get non-human enhancements. And what a danger to open up to these imposters. They did it to Judas. They did it to us in the beginning. That's why we have a fallen human race. We engaged. We listened. We rejected the God of creation, the revelation of God. We listened to the reframing. We gripped the replacement, and instantly the Spirit of God left, and the death code and the sin code entered in. You and I messed up, lost. Separated from God. If you don't know God, your human spirit is dead to God. But if the other spirits come, in whatever way they present themselves, you can be sure they will open you up to their side, but never to God. That's why I don't care when they show themselves as, they can say, I'm Jesus. They can say whatever they want to say. But their teaching will ultimately be, we're giving you non-human enhancements. We're evolving humanity. In counterfeit to the glorification, indestructible immortality, the gift of God that God would will to give to every human being, wills to give to you. There's a scripture in Timothy chapter 2 that says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who desires, who wills the salvation of every single human being, pos anthropos, the totality of humanity. And that you and I might come to salvation. You know what salvation is? Total forgiveness. God's presence coming into your life. And God's embrace, God's love, God's washing away of the sin, breaking the sin code, destroying the rites of the death code in the presence of Satan himself, bringing his presence in, giving the gift. Omnion Zoe, eternal life. I like to refer to it as in 1 Corinthians 15, indestructible, irrevocable immortality, the real future coming race, not evolved humans by a finite fallen cherub who has never been able to produce it in himself or in anyone throughout all these thousands of years. The evolution of humanity to deity, to homo lumos, homo nautica, homo deity, that promise will fail as it did in the garden. Only death, only destruction, only betrayal Do you really want Satan to use your life? Do you really want the demons to use your life? Do you think for a moment, as an intelligent individual, without the Spirit of God, without the living Christ, you're able to discern the difference? You're able to, as Ed Dame said he did, remote view Satan. Well, no, probably Satan remote looked at you. These are powerful ancient beings. Satan brought down one third of the angelic presence, and he brought down the human race, and every one of us is involved. Yes, you've got dirt on your hands and your heart. You can call it sin, you can call it wrong, you can call it evil. You know and I know that there is something wrong in our behavior. Jesus comes sinless, doesn't have that behavior. You read about him. He's no alien. He's no psychic. He's no remote viewer. He's no ancient religious teacher. This is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh, as vastly communicated out of the New Testament, out of the Old Testament to the New. 300 prophecies and more. God Logos in human flesh. Do you have the understanding of the physics of the incarnation? Of the physics of the conception of God in human flesh? There are those of you that believe in the Nephilim, but don't believe in God. Don't believe in Christ. And I wonder about that, because if you believe that fallen angels can create conception in the womb of a woman and bring about Nephilim, a mutation, not a human being, then understand how the Spirit of God, as prophesied, caused the conception. God caused the conception. A perfect, full, absolute mix. Fully God, fully man. Look at Christ. Gospel of John brings revelation of God in human flesh. Thomas the doubter finally knelt down and cried out, "My Lord and my God," capital G. Do you know him? Do you know him by experience? I guarantee you that psychics, remote viewers, astral projectors, chosen ones, ancient Luciferians that know how to use ritual warfare and all, listen, there's so many experiences. Has yours led you to peace with God, knowing Jesus personally, having without question the gift of eternal life? I have on the notes today the issue. I might not get to the Roswell experience, but I want to touch on the alien embrace of military minds. So the NSA, NASA, you know, DOD, DIA, CIA, listen. In biblical prophetic revelation of the future that is not even here, there's going to be the demonic. The entities out there are going to bring a development in the weaponization of the world's militaries. And I will even propose to you a theory I have, I'm working on, a theory of the reactivation of the pyramids as weapons designed to attack the throne of God, designed maybe, possibly, theory, that's all it is I have right now. Will it be used Armageddon when all those planetary defense weapon systems are raised into the sky? So I read this book here to my right, The Secret History of the Extraterrestrials, Advanced Technology and the Coming New Race. Well, that's right. The Mayan prophecies given by those same finite spirits. You got to understand that collective side is unified. And the more we get closer to the great revolt, the Black Awakening, as the undergrounders call it, the chaos, the catastrophe that will change everything, where, as they call it, a counterfeit, inverted Pentecost. The greatest level from, listen, the Eros above our heads, that domain. It's as though it bursts. And the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the Antichrist. But I got to go back. I got to give you some reading here tonight, and I want you to listen as I read a little bit of Ken Haston. I'm going to quote out of pages 260, 261, as you're going to see the evolutionary development of non-human enhancements, the evolution of humanity, and the ultimate coming of the new age based on catastrophic collapse first. I'm reading page 260, quote, Haushofer, this is the German, this is, listen, I'm going to read you, and I'm going to, every one of these names are part of the Nazi, the Germans, the Nazis. And it's Haushofer, his domination of the entire philosophical basis of the Nazi movement was solidified when he founded the Luminous Lodge, or the Real Society, in Berlin in the 1920s. This eventually became the inner circle of the Thule Society and reportedly attracted members of other occult movements in Europe as well as, you know, around the world. And even the book, The Coming Race, by Bueller Lytton, a story about an underground utopian civilization. Now, going down a little bit, Haushofer knew a great deal about life concerning the Atlanteans, almost as though through personal memory. He taught Hitler that the Aryan race, here's, again, I'm going to say this, you'll have to come to grips with it. I estimate 100 million of what they call satanic super soldiers, chosen ones, that all have its basis in this Aryan godman blood generational development. It deeply connects to the satanic ritual abuse agenda, though it goes beyond that language. But let me continue to read in this book. He, Haushofer, taught Hitler that Aryan race was genetically developed by the gods in preparation for the coming disaster, a Black Awakening, so that a new master race could come afterwards. He claimed that the Aryans were given higher consciousness, that's what everybody's talking about today, higher consciousness, and the faculty of logical thought instead of just super memory, as with the preceding sub-races. He convinced Hitler that the pure Germans, this was a lie, this is spiritual revelation became this philosophical, political ideology and religious ideology, spiritual ideology, that he's convincing Hitler of. The Germans were descended. This is not true, but they were descended from a civilization that came from these godmen, sometimes called Hyperborea, and were meant to be the nucleus of the master race. Haushofer believed that this race of Aryan supermen survived. He tried to convince Hitler to make contact with them. 1926 to 1942, Haushofer organized annual expeditions to Tibet. He apparently succeeded in making contact with an underground civilization in Tibet known in occult literature as Shambhala, the master that taught me in a temple. That's where he would go off to. He was teaching, trying to teach us before I came to Christ how to get to Shambhala. I continue the quote in the book, sometime in the early 30s. It is known that Haushofer met with some monks from this underground city and enlisted them in the Nazi cause, the synchronicity satanic. That's my comment. I continue to quote, some literature on the subject describes the monks, quote, adepts of the dark side. They came to Berlin and set up community. They were later joined by members of the Green Dragon Society of Japan and at the invitation of Haushofer. Listen to this rest of this, vitally important. Let me try to communicate it well. Page 261, the book, The Secret History of the Extraterrestrials, Lynn Kasten. In the secret meetings of the Vril Society attended by Haushofer, Hitler, and the key members of the Thule Society, a medium by the name of Maria Osek began to get psychic transmissions in an unknown language. Counterfeit glossiola, counterfeit languages. Believers know about the gift of languages. Well, this is the counterfeit. This is what we've engaged many times with the chosen ones. Counterfeit languages, twilight languages. But anyway, it says here that they were able to decipher it. And I'm quoting now, as the transmissions continued, it was determined that the messages were coming from two planets in the system by the huge star in the Taurus constellation, thousands of times larger than our own sun, about 65 light years from Earth. The information channeled by Orsic claimed that the Sumerian Empire consisted of Aryan or master race. They're going back to the Nephilim. And a subservient slave race. Nephilim always enslave humanity. And that the Aryans colonized our solar system. No, the Nephilim did with the B'nai Ha Elohim. I'm going to read down a little further here with the last 4 minutes I have. Whether someone, listen to this, as they continue to study the transmissions, the Vril Society discovered that the ancient Sumerian language was identical to that of these aliens. Quote, he's calling them by the planetary name, but aliens, they're calling them. And that it was also similar to the German language. Whether someone materialized in the flesh or in the inner sanctum of the Vril Society or met with the Nazi leaders in the underground city through the meditation of the Tibetan monks, there is no doubt, listen now, that Hitler at least met with the Übermenschen, the Superman. In a conversation with Herming Ruschling, governor of the Free City of Danzig, about the possibility of creating a new advanced species of humans through breeding, Hitler said, as reported by Ruschling, in his book, Hitler Speaks, the new man, quote, the new man is living among us now. He is here, exclaimed Hitler triumphantly. Isn't that enough for you? I will tell you a secret. I have seen the new man. He is intrepid and cruel. I was afraid of him. Samuel Mothers, the occultist, founder of the Golden Dawn, had a similar encounter in a manifesto to the members in 1896. He wrote, quote, as to the chief secret chiefs, the Great White Brotherhood, with whom I'm in touch with, and from whom I received the wisdom of the Second Order, and he goes on to the same kind of information. A synchronicity of old occultism all the way back to the Sumerians, the Nephilim, all the way into the Nazi ideology and into those secret hidden meetings, bled into the future to today, marching on to the chaos that collapses everything and the goal, rise of the Übermen. The evolution of humanity, counterfeit to the glorification that God brings in Christ. You've got one or the other. I pray that you know the living Christ. May God supernaturally reach out to you and open your heart and eyes to Jesus. Receive him now. Come to Christ. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. For the believers, be strong, grow, remember us in prayer, remember us in support.